International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Welcome to a brand spanking new episode of Why Should We Care? I am your host, Chris Tellez, joined as always with my co-host, AJ Henderson.
Hey, everyone.
Nicely done, as always, AJ. Yeah. Guys, we are fresh into a new week as well.
I think this might be our 40th episode.
Are you serious?
I looked at it and I think that I wanted to remember that information.
All right. We're old now, so that's great. We're an official podcast.
This is a lasting thing.
That's what they say in the podcast world. Once you hit 40, you're
like
for real.
Two seasons worth of material.
Oh, yeah.
If it was a TV show, I think.
So now starts our farewell tour, because we don't want to get too old, right?
Yeah. Depending on how well this episode goes, I think we can talk about calling it quits.
You know it's going to go well. So it looks like we'll be doing this forever.
Do we leave on a high note, or do we keep going till?
Well, I don't think we can leave on a high note. High notes are hard to get to.
Fair.
We're like at a middle note, I hope.
That's not bad. That's like splitting the difference. I think that's a good place to be.
All right. But I did zone out during that last thing you just said, and I could tell you were
during
zoning.
All that encouragement.
I could tell you were zoning out while you were talking to you. It's just it's a good place to be.
Yeah. What people don't know is there was a bird that flew in the room, and it was very charismatic.
Oh my God! Did you join improv?
No.
What is this?
That's a real thing that happened.
No, it's. I'm bad at improv. I should be supporting you.
I guess so.
You're right. There is a bird in here.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
you don't say no to things.
Let's ditch this bird thing.
All right. I mean,
I don't like it. Guys,
to explain the lol.
Well, now you got me back in. Explain the lull. Now you sucked me back in.
Let's move on. Let's, what's on your mind?
Guys, we're living in a post-NBA Finals world now. Of course, the Warriors have won the Finals. Do you care about that?
Yeah, good for them.
Okay, then we won't touch on sports today.
We'll have Michael Priest back on for that.
It was just, if you watched the game 5 of the finals, even game 4, it was it was something. I never thought I could see a series be that dominated, yet still be, you're just like, I don't give a shit.
Was it entertaining? Like, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was really entertaining. I'm not coming up here to talk about how it sucked.
I mean, that would be just as relevant.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
You just don't know sports like I do, AJ.
I guess
AJ,
I don't.
You've always been one to admit that, though.
I will tell you, I have a coworker that was talking about hockey yesterday and how amazing that was, and I did not care.
Yeah, I don't care about hockey
so much.
I did
zone out for that.
Hockey sucks.
I agree.
I mean, that's a fact. And
well,
so
it's very hot here.
Like, baseball, too. I'm going to throw baseball and soccer in that, too.
I mean, I liked it when I was a kid. I
kind of hated it.
I enjoyed collecting baseball cards, but never watching it.
Oh, wow. The listeners have a new fun fact about AJ's past. Look at that. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I have like boxes full of the stuff somewhere.
Let's touch on your new living situation. From that, no transition needed. Okay. Everybody knows you're not my roommate no more. You're my ex-roommate.
We remain such solid friends.
Last week, after the episode, I went to AJ's new place and met his roommates. They don't listen to podcasts, right?
No, they keep telling me that they're going to listen to this one.
Those guys fucking sucked. I'm going to put it out there. They were very kind. Don't get me wrong. I didn't feel it. You know, none of them were like me.
Like, I got to get to know them.
Did you? You got to know them. You would say they rock?
I would say that they are fun
rock or
people.
Suck.
No, you can't.
That's the name of my new spinoff podcast. Rock or suck.
People have all sorts of levels to them.
That's definitely suck. Because you would have just said rock.
Well, you know, they don't classically rock.
If they listen to this, they're going to be like, "What? Why didn't he just say we rocked? If we rocked, he would have just said it."
Nah, because that wouldn't be the truth.
I like that you said they don't classically rock.
Yeah.
There's like a new modern day suck to them.
No, they don't suck either. They just have their own things.
And for our listeners, what are their names? Like Fool?
I'm not telling.
All right, I'll find them out later and I'll say them on the next episode.
I'm not going to oust these guys.
What's the address you guys
have? They don't want or deserve that.
Okay. Now, of course they don't want that, but deserve? Come on.
One guy reads to the elderly in his spare time. That's You're not doing that.
No, he doesn't, does he?
He does.
Well, that kind of rocks.
That does rock.
Even a dark soul like myself is willing to admit that kind of rocks.
That'll melt your icy heart.
All right, what's his name?
Not saying.
Oh, okay, good.
Go to the old folks' home. You can probably meet him.
I'll tell you what rocks. Is he just there all the time?
On Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out who this piece of shit is.
You met him.
I forgot. If you don't rock, you slip right out my mind like real fast.
No reason to retain you in my memory.
If they hear this, they're going to be like, man, that guy acted like he liked us when he was here. Yeah. One of them gave me a shot of water.
He did. That's right.
I took it. It was weird.
The other guy's birthday.
Yeah, it was weird. But no, good for them. Good for you. I know you miss the old place. And just let you know that living room spot is available if you want to live there again.
Whenever dyers get straight,
you'll go from once having a room there to now just living in the living room.
Wouldn't be the first step.
Yeah, it would not. We have a crazy dark past about the living room experience.
It's very wacky.
We'll get to it. All right, I'll tell you what does rock. We have 94 followers on Twitter, my man.
God damn, that
we
is a lot.
We are 6 away from triple digits. Mm. That's a place we never aspired to be at, and here we are.
Yeah.
In 2017.
Fame is looking for us.
I know. We're trying to hide from it. We're kind of nervous about it.
Not yet.
We might kill ourselves if we get too famous, Kurt Cobain style, right?
Yeah, well, you know, because of all the pressures and stuff and being the voice of our generation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yours
and mine. Inevitable. Yeah.
Our generation.
Our generation.
Voice of us, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we have 94 followers. Obviously, things are getting hot, but we're still saying the same cool two dudes we've always been. We're still rad. Yeah.
You can talk to us on the street.
Very gnarly. I'd prefer if you don't.
Oh, me too, but you could.
You could. Yeah, I'm not going to be one of AJ's roommates about it.
if you suck, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but if you rock, come on and buy me a drink or something. It'd be nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
So guys, 94 followers on Twitter. Hot stuff.
Thanks for that.
So follow us if you haven't at WSWC Podcast. Follow us on, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Why Should We Care. And besides that, we want to, of course, as we always do, thank everyone who subscribes, spread the word. You could listen to us and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts could be found. With that being said, we're going to introduce our guest. We have a double hitter today. Every now and then we go double dip mode.
Yeah.
Two for the price of one. A gruesome twosome, if you would. And today's no exception, because we're dunking two basketballs at the same time.
One right after.
And they're going to be talking about podcasts. Now, we do a podcast, and the topic they select to do are just podcasts, kind of a meta thing.
Right
Someone, I'm gonna be honest, someone, when I told someone about that, they said that's kind of meta. I never say that's kind of meta, but I felt like stealing up. I did tell them to shut up. You know me so well. But then I use it right here, like, it's kind of meta. You know, it's kind of
like
art,
garbage like
it's
that
art. But but we have them on our podcast. We're gonna talk about podcasts. It's gonna be an interesting topic. You know them from they do Radio Tatas, which is a podcast of their own, and so much more, especially around the city of Austin. So please welcome to the show Valerie Lopez and Laura Smith from Radio Tatas. Did I get one of your names wrong?
No, well,
what did I do?
No, you're fine.
Don't inside joke laugh us on a podcast.
This is our show.
Natalie and Lala. She has an identity crisis when it comes to podcasting.
Oh.
I'm a multiple named personality.
Oh, man. Which, I just exposed you.
No, we'll get to that, too. It's planned.
Yeah, man,
it's
fine. Shit. Okay.
No exposure.
So you're on the podcast. I know you've been a listener of our podcast for a while, Valerie. We've talked about it. We appreciate all your kind words and support. So we had to get you on. I've been on your podcast, Comedy Wham.
Yeah.
And that's what propelled me to the fame that I am sitting right in front of you. You know,
it was the least I could do for you.
Yeah, you know, it was the least. I will say that it was definitely the least. But all right, so hit us. Y'all want to talk about podcast and take it away? Let's see if you could make me and AJ care about this.
Okay.
Even more important, our listeners.
It's really important for me to get a baseline reading on how much you care right now about podcasts.
Okay, you want to go first, AJ?
I mean, I care about my podcast, and probably like there's three that I listen to regularly.
Three.
Okay.
Ditto that minus the three. Yeah. Like I'll tell you, when I barely started doing stand-up and all, I used to listen to a few podcasts. You know, I used to listen to Benson Interruption, anything Doug Benson was doing at the time. I used to like his podcast, and Michael Ian Black had one about eating food with his friend or something.
Oh, yes, the snacks?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And then as soon as I started doing stand-up, I kind of just stopped listening to podcasts altogether. But I always hear of great ones. I remember listening to Serial. Well, there's like a phenomenon that pops off. Mm-hmm. I have to give it a listen. But we started doing ours, and even, I'll be honest, even locally, I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts because I'm too busy rocking out to some hot music. You know, AJ, yeah. You know I listen to some really good music, right?
Of course I do.
I listen to some great music.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're really busy.
I'm really busy, but yeah. Now I have these wireless Beats by Dre, and I never realized how limited I was because I always had a cord. Now I'm wireless, and I'm listening to stuff on the reg, you know?
What?
So I might listen to some podcasts more.
What kind of music do you... to listen to?
Well, see, I'd like to say emo, but emo comes with a lot of luggage, right. You know, so I don't listen to some
say post-hardcore.
I like people post-hardcore that. I even like post-emo, and you know, just some alternative, some grunge, like, you know,
Glassjaw.
Yeah, I like real depressing rock
Dillinger
music.
Dillinger 4.
I don't know what Dillinger 4 means. Is that a brand or is that a band? What made you say Dillinger 4?
Because they're like post-hardcore.
I have to check them out. I've never even heard of them yet.
Yeah, check
that's
that
that's another
shit
band
out
to add to my Spotify mix.
I hate interrupt.
For Natalie, what do you
sounds like you
there
love it.
What is this?
I prepared a PowerPoint presentation for our discussion today.
Okay, first of all, you're whipping out... So you just whipped out a laptop. Jesus this does Christ have a PowerPoint presentation. Our listeners can't even see this, and you're here to talk about podcasts. All right,
yes,
go for it.
This is her M.O.
Hold on, I can't. I got to figure out how to do this, the slide.
Because you don't
show
have your little...
No clicker.
I
forgot it at home, and I apologize.
It's sorry about the long answers, by the way.
Disorganized okay for you.
This is, those of you at home, it's kind of neat. There's this PowerPoint thing going on a computer.
And I customized it to
it says, why should
audience
we care podcasting? Holy it has shit a picture of me and AJ.
Yep. And so I have...
Are we allowed to swear? I forgot.
Yeah, go for it.
It's a short agenda. It's a fairly short agenda. We're going to talk about what is a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Pros and cons of podcasting.
All right.
And
well, let's just go through them one at a time.
And okay, so what is a podcast? Let's start.
You're really
defining
gonna fucking do this, aren't
yeah
you?
Yeah, well,
I prepare.
Jesus Christ!
I'm starting to care, but yeah, I'm kind of like bit. I'm kind of liking Laura's edge.
She's caring. Right. You're gonna take that away?
Yeah, but
why don't you go for it?
I don't feel like, I feel like a lot of fucking passion gets lost when you bring in a fucking PowerPoint.
Look at the pictures. I have pretty pictures.
Someone could have just done a webinar on this and called it a day.
Okay, why don't you go for it?
We'll put the link to the PowerPoint presentation in the bio. If you want to share
see
that.
See it there.
Okay. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine, I do.
Fine. Go. Just go.
Okay, so Laura, hit us with it. Hit us with something sweet, because I'm starting to not care.
Yeah.
Well, I tend to take a different approach, a little more hit you in the feels.
Okay.
Qualitative researcher and professor Brené Brown states that the feeling of connection is what gives us purpose and meaning to our lives. Mm-hmm. We are neurobiologically wired to seek connection, presumably for the survival of the species. The only people that lack this desire for connection are sociopaths. Mm. Podcasting is a way to reach out and connect with a very large audience in a way that previously was really difficult. It's hard to reach.
So this is better?
Yeah.
They were caring. I saw them fall asleep.
I felt like that was a little more concise.
Like, I felt like I was like in an improv podcast or sketch or something, and somebody was doing a piece. But what you were saying does connect to what we're talking about.
Oh, see?
It just felt so like a bad actor reading it. You know, I'm just joking.
It lacked soul.
It did. It lacked soul. That's what I'm saying. That's why you're here, AJ. I don't mean the mean things I say. I mean what AJ says.
What I mean, do you have more to add?
I agree with what you're saying, though. Well, not agree, but what that was saying was like podcast connects to the soulless, even.
You didn't like the pretty picture I had on the cover of my
PowerPoint?
I did.
I thought you were going to keep going.
No, it did rock. That was
thank
cool.
Yeah. I got the
you right rocked here it rocked, but hey, on my other podcast, Rock or Suck, it would suck.
Hey, I have a question for you, AJ.
Uh-huh.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Freeform jazz, proto punk, Zydeco.
Do you know he was going to hit you with that, right?
No, I did not.
Have you ever heard of Zydeco?
Oh, I'm Cajun.
Really? Yeah. Is that AJ? Yeah. Is she right to say that? Because I don't know what Zydeco is either. Yeah.
I brought my own playing spoons. No.
I thought she was just being racist.
I'm gay.
If you wanted a gateway, listen to Paul Simon's Graceland. He does that shit all the time.
I don't want a gateway, but
flashback.
Yeah. Well, if you don't, then stop.
You might have to hit me with that proto punk later.
Think so? He does dabble.
He dabbles in Cajun.
He does. I've heard it.
Okay, so yes, we were kind of doing a little bit there for you because that's kind of who we are.
On the radio.
Pulling back the curtain, we're kind of
y'all be bitten on radio.
We do a lot of bits.
I enjoy it.
I feel like you prematurely pulled out of that bit.
I'm sorry.
I feel like we could have just.
You could have.
I think we could have.
The bit was killing. There was no doubt that the bit was killing.
Yeah. That's not up for debate.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, also proto punk.
I like classic rock, hard rock.
Huh. Like Led Zeppelin.
Huh.
Hey, Lala.
The Yardbirds.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Who, me? Mm-hmm. Mm. Classic rock. Mm-hmm. No. Hard rock.
Is this like a... Are you back in the bit right now, or is this...
So...
Hey, Ethan, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Classic rock.
Also cool. Classic rock.
Hard rock.
None of the emo without the luggage.
So we decided to specify a little bit more.
Recognizing that you are busy individuals who might not have the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't have shit to do.
Now I have those beats. Did you not hear when I said that I have the wireless beats? I have so much time now.
She was busy with the PowerPoint at that point.
I know. Yeah. As long as these mothers are charged, I'm going to listen to things.
I just sat in a quiet room for 3 hours before I got here. Doing nothing.
What are we talking about, people?
We are here to podcast, preach. I think. The 10-minute podcast.
The 10-minute?
Yes. Have you heard of this?
Oh, okay. You have another podcast called the 10-minute podcast?
No. This is a podcast that we think everybody should be listening to because it is so good.
Ours that you're currently on right now? Or somebody else's?
Somebody else's.
Oh, damn it. Well, I don't care about that.
One day, you will be... reaching these levels of
which of whose yours Tata's radio Tata's
10-minute podcast. So,
okay.
Do y'all want to know why?
See, that's how little
care?
I care. I don't even know what podcast that is.
Yeah. But should we tell you why you should care?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, so okay, some podcasts are slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
you don't know how long they last.
That's they can range from it anywhere.
So that's why we think people should care about 10-minute podcast.
So, but this so there's a podcast called the 10-minute podcast.
Yes.
Who hosts that?
Will Sasso.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
From Mad TV.
Tommy Blanchard.
Tommy Blanchard.
Is that more Chris Delia?
Chad. Used to be.
Yes. It originated as Chris Delia, Brian Callen,
the kid,
and Will Sasso.
Now it's just Sasso and two other guys.
Now it's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're here to promote that podcast specifically, or are you? You feel like people should care about podcasts because that one just exists.
Well, we're just
they might run into it.
We're narrow casting now.
Okay.
We felt like
10 minutes is like a good length of time for a podcast.
Being that you're on a podcast, it would be, as AJ had said off mic, hard to argue.
Yeah.
Why someone should care about a podcast when they do a podcast.
That's
true. So we figured we should kind of hone in. We've done podcast reviews on Radio Tazza. How many have we done? Like 150,000? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's a lot.
We're on episode 130.
Hey, Ethan, no how many way. Followers do we have?
How many followers? We haven't even checked that. Check this out. Yeah. How many subscribers do we have on iTunes, baby?
2.6.
We went up 0.4 over the last week.
Check that shit out.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, stop checking your numbers. Oh. Remember, you're on a podcast that's being recorded.
So
do you like comedy?
I do like comedy.
Fucking hate it.
I've known. I do stand up comedy, and I do hate every moment.
Nervous, like we just.
I never look nervous. That's my resting nervous face.
So, we reviewed the 10-minute podcast, and actually, I reviewed the 10-minute podcast because I found it. I brought it in February of 2015. I remember it fondly. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had a little crisis.
I did have
she
a
had a little schism of the brain.
Yeah.
And
like you had a seizure or something?
No,
or?
It felt like it. She developed she developed a speech impediment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For real?
Literally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
From reviewing that podcast?
She slurred.
From listening, yeah.
She went back and listened. So most of them, especially in their origin, now they go over sometimes, but most of them were 10 minutes on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
And she went back and listened to every fucking episode they ever did, and they were what, 4 or 5 years at least in at that point.
Yeah,
doing
it was over 300
they did
episodes.
2 a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went back and binge listened like years in like 2 weeks.
Pretty much.
That's right, how so it probably took you like yeah, not
she
that long.
She has a kid. And I was actually a little afraid that he wasn't being fed during this time.
Well, so you listened to a bunch of 10-minute episodes in a row.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you?
It took me about 3 weeks. And we usually...
Whoa.
On the episode...
I thought it was 2.
I don't know that it was that short.
That's got to be a lot of episodes.
I know I reviewed it over 3 weeks.
3 weeks nonstop. Wow. Like no sleep.
Pretty much.
No eating.
We would try
no
to show
shit.
Prep, and she was like listening, and I was like... And she was just trying to do their bits on our show, and I was like, "You can't fucking do that. Yeah, yeah. We have to
just
do
trying to
original
openly steal bits."
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah. Basically, one episode, I had to stage a fucking intervention because she was I am peeling back the curtain right now. She didn't realize it. She thought she was just being funny. She literally did start slurring her words because they did this thing where they would.
Satired.
She started doing that in regular conversation.
Preach.
When we were off mic, so I knew she wasn't doing a bit. And I was like,
back up off the mic.
Yeah.
Is this like stuff from their podcast?
Yeah. Yes.
See, because I don't get what you're talking about because I don't listen to that podcast.
Right. That's why she's trying to get you to care.
Which
but
means I don't care. You know, AJ?
Some of the ridiculous stuff that they do, like we were asking.
I'm more worried about your health because I thought she was saying, like,
this
you have like brain issues.
This is where I was a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well,
I've recovered.
You seem fine. You drove me here.
I did.
So, I don't know. And I appreciate it. I'm really hoping for a ride back. But, like, I'm glad you don't have brain issues now, but
good.
Well, that seems to be all in good jest.
Yeah. So do you know who Chris D'Elia and Brian Callen and Will Sasso are?
Yeah, I'm aware of them.
And their comedic backgrounds lend to the funny elements of 10-minute podcasts.
Oh, okay.
So Will Sasso is known for Mad TV and doing a lot of character work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a bigger-than-life individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian Callen
is also known for doing a lot of character work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And cast is just like, you know, random.
He's one of those that guy actors. Like he's in a bunch of comedy
that guy,
shows. So he's
but
playing
not
like a
always
cop
even the
gym.
Same race or ethnic background. It's like he's just one of those versatile.
Yeah.
He's in those Hangover movies. Mm-hmm.
He's in the Hangover movies
and on Mad TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
he
then
was Jackrabbit Sex on Sex and the City.
And he's Coach Miller on The Goldbergs.
Yeah,
and
so much more.
So much more. Yes,
and that podcast.
And then Chris D'Elia, compared to them, is like a younger comic at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
and
like
just
nothing.
Kind of, he's like,
man, I'll be honest, I don't care about any of this shit. This is terrible.
No, this I don't think anybody
which,
at home
you know, again,
there.
If you're a listener, you know me and AJ hold the right, we reserve that right.
We do.
To not care. I mean, we brought y'all on here to talk about podcasts, and you're talking about this specific
all
podcast
right. bring back
that none of us have heard.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like we're telling people to not listen to us and go listen to that one, but from what they're hearing, I don't think they want to listen to that one either.
They do want to listen to that one.
Yeah, it's like if somebody,
I mean,
like,
those guys are famous, but I think you're hurting them more than you're helping them.
I do have to say, though, the one thing that they did that
was that thing you said, this is going to be what? Boring as hell?
<It might. laughs>
The one thing they did that shows devotion is like, I don't know if any of you, obviously you probably didn't listen to, the candle went out, listen to
Whoa.
Thank you.
Mustn't let the candle
go. It totally distracted.
The listeners can't see that there's a candle, ladies.
They can hear it, though.
It's a satanic candle.
They're very concerned about the form of audio. Professor Blastoff. When
Professor Blastoff.
That was Tig Notaro, Dave Huntsberger, and Kyle Dunnigan. And so, you know, when they all got really busy, they just folded the podcast. They tried to kind of trickle on for a while.
Towards the end, a good buddy of mine, Ryan County, was on that podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, it was one of the worst episodes they ever had, and then they decided to cancel.
That's
coming from Ryan himself. He told me that. He called me right after.
His episode was all talking about how he was a Manny.
He said he name dropped me, and I didn't hear my name in it. And he said they must have cut it out. And I was like, Jesus. I feel like I got blasted right in the off.
Oh. Instead of them just folding, Sasso brought two new guys in. Well, I mean, I say new like they don't have credits of their own, but and kept going.
Yeah. Oh so yeah, I think that's pretty smart,
right?
Love wrestling.
Yeah.
AJ's not so much into it.
So the thing about the 10-minute podcast, and especially the 10-minute podcast listeners, we are actually a rarity because most of their listeners are men and a lot of guys who are into wrestling because Tommy Bellaccia has that background. And then there's this whole connection with Brian leaving to do The Fighter and the Kid with Brendan Schaub. You know, there's kind of this crossover following of wrestling diehards.
I don't know who any of those people are, and I don't know what that means. Yeah. But I do like wrestling.
Some real inside stuff.
I think wrestling goes hand in hand with comedy and podcast big time, you know?
Yeah.
There's Talk is Jerry. See, that's, okay, let's about podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it's going to stay about podcast now. that's crazy. When I was thinking about what podcast do I listen to, if I ever listen to a podcast, it is a podcast interview with like Chris Jericho. He has a podcast called Talk is Jericho, and he'll like interview other wrestlers, but they're talking about like real shit, like behind the scenes stuff that growing up in the 90s you wouldn't hear any wrestlers talk a peep of what's fake, you know? Like, it's called kayfabe. If you need to re-educate yourself, go listen to the Chris Cubis episode about wrestling. He covers it all. But I'll listen to wrestling interviews because it's fun to listen to those interviews where they're just like, yeah, you know, he was supposed to pin me, and then his ball stunk, and I was like, get off me, and we were trying to sell it for the ring, but and then I found out he shit his pants, you know, like, they'll be like those interviews, and I'm like just stuck in traffic listening to that, real eased out. That's when a podcast, I think, is good for me personally.
So, speaking of shitting in your pants and, you know, unnatural things or unflattering things, one of the things that endeared me to the podcast is how absolutely ridiculous these three, and this wasn't the origin, so this is with the
Cal. Is this about the same three guys in the 10-minute podcast? God damn it. We're never going to move past it, are we? Jesus
We're
Christ.
Working on it. We're getting
All right. Why do I owe these men a debt on my own fucking podcast?
You know where this is going to end.
Right? All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
So,
we're just going to call it Chris Why You Should Care About the 10-Minute Podcast.
Chris was so, like, he plays sometimes an uptight character.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian always gets mad about things. And so there's this lingo of getting blood red mad, BRM.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that Brian would get mad, or Chris would get mad at Brian, is because sometimes Brian would stand up on his chair and fart into the mic. Right. And it would create mayhem. Now, this might be okay as part of an hour-long podcast, but as part of a 10-minute podcast, that causes the whole thing to go off the rails.
Yeah, that's heating up some serious time.
You're not even getting into the times Bobby Lee shows up.
Oh, God. Life Beginners? Yeah, so they'll have special guests sometimes, like Bobby Lee will come in.
Lots of the Mad TV alum and all that will show up, and it just gets...
Yeah.
Insane.
Stinky.
But the other reason that you should care
about this specific podcast or any other podcast
is because once Missy Thing here developed a speech impediment and a whole new set of friends online.
Friends.
You got
my friends.
Do you know
these
people? Do you know Callahan and Dalia and Sasso and the wrestler?
And the rest of the gang.
Other than Sasso, I have stood next to each of them.
Are you using our podcast to get in tighter with those
guys?
No. Do they listen to our podcast?
Do they listen to ours?
Probably.
No.
I mean,
maybe Sasso.
In developing all of this, we now have a lot of listeners from their listenership.
Oh, okay. So you guys are leeching off of them.
So you should care, because now that we're on, those listeners will listen to this episode.
Well, something you should know about how we do things around here, m'lady, is we'll take anybody we can get. You got yourself a goddamn deal. No, but
we had a guy that we just knew. That was like, he doesn't do anything but manage a pizza place, and we had him on the show.
That was a dark moment for us. Yeah. He was just on here talking about how much he likes pizza and Stone Cold.
I mean, he really blew it, but we had him.
I'm going to diverge back to the old, just generic topic for a minute.
We also don't take no posers. No posers allowed. If you're a poser, please unsubscribe.
You got to come original.
We like homegrown episodes. Yeah. So what were you saying?
That's what we're about.
And also correct.
Legalize it is what we also say as well.
All the time.
Yeah.
So the cross promotion element of podcasting is the other way to get followers and get subscribers and fucking shit like that. Because...
See, this is what I want to hear about. Now we're talking about the podcast biz itself.
So,
all right, so we'll put in the bio, fast forward to 30 minutes.
unless you.
All right, go ahead.
So we have a bizarre amount of listeners from New Jersey. Shout out New Jersey. Especially Jersey City.
Yep.
And I heard it's a garbage city.
But we don't want fans from New Jersey.
And then you just lost them all.
Yep, you just did.
Good, we don't want them.
More for us.
And it's
except
weird
the situation. Situation, if you're out there, please come hang out sometime and bump your head against our wall. We'd love it.
At a wedding we were at recently.
You got to hang out with Mike the Situation? This whole episode should be about the Situation encounter. All right.
He had a lookalike. I'll just say that. It was awful.
Shit about that. I want the real situation.
But yeah, so part of the thing was early on, we started doing podcast reviews because we realized if we cross promoted other podcasts, they would cross promote us.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, but y'all do reviews of podcasts y'all like, right? Have you ever done a podcast y'all don't like and just shit on it real hard?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, I think that would be our entire deal if we
did
that.
Yeah, our thing would be negative as fuck.
This is why I hate the Mormon podcast.
This is why we hate our podcast.
Are you
just shit on our own.
No the way. Mormon one's like really good.
I doubt it.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Boy. Yeah, just saying.
Are there any ever beefs like the one that just was born right before me right now, where someone's like, you know what podcast I like? The 10-minute podcast. And someone goes, every time I listen to it, it's like a waste of 10 minutes of my fucking life. And then those people just start fighting.
For the first how many weeks?
This guy just farted in a mic. You know, I just want to hear
that. Never mind, I like it
for
now.
For the first how many weeks, that's pretty much what it was for us.
You were a slow recruit.
No, you were I had to.
She beat you into submission.
Like, same way I fucking hate Matt Bearden, like everything, I have to balance your fangirl shit. Jesus Christ.
Who, me, fangirl?
You guys,
by the way, get over the fucking flip-flops, dude.
He has been going real hard on the flip-flops.
I know, I heard that
episode. He did our episode, the flip-flopsode, and then I was at a... Valve watching him, and then he was doing the banter show. Well, these are all local. I feel bad because a lot of our listeners aren't just from Austin. We have listeners all over the world. So sorry if this sounds so inside. Here in Austin, they have a
fan base won't know what the hell's going on.
That's cute that y'all had a little mini explosion in New Jersey, but we had an unexpected explosion in Mars that subscribed to ours. So we have listeners all over the universe.
Check your stats. You'll get one download from Finland.
We have like a billion already. we have like three
residents. Come on.
Yeah.
How many do we have?
We don't have stats.
We don't have what? All right. Yeah. He said we have six. It's all good.
Fins love us.
Fins love us. Do they not have podcasts out there?
No, they have. Must just
be
ours.
They must be hackers.
Yeah. Shout out Sulu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Bearden and the flip flops, right? No, all right. The guy's just been going off locally in the scene.
I get freaked out about now. Every time I see a guy in flip flops.
He looked at
she did his Comedy Wham interview recently, and what y'all don't know is that she had to edit out 25 minutes of him just doing nothing but ranting about flip flops. It sounded seamless because she's really good at editing.
Oh, we know. Listen to the episode with him on it. He just talked right when he went into it, just right out the gate, flip flops.
This is how I listened to it. It was me just doing.
If Matt Bearden ever gets murdered, I hope it's by somebody not wearing flip-flops.
I hope it's by one of his puppets.
Oh yeah, he does. Okay. All right, now before this, comic. Most people I'm sure have stopped listening already because of how inside this shit is. So okay, let's put it back on podcast for people who don't listen to podcasts. How would you explain to them to get interested? Maybe I don't know.
Even though they're already listening to this one.
Yeah, I mean maybe this is they're listening to it because they're an AJ fan or a me fan or a you fan, and they're listening to it because you know,
but hate podcast.
Like, lady, I'm trying to help y'all, ladies, be a guest on my podcast and explain the topic y'all brought to my table, okay? I'm trying to help y'all from drowning right now, because right now I'm turning into a snooze fest. AJ, where you at on this?
I'm here. Let's do it.
Okay, like me, like I just told y'all, I do a podcast, but I don't really listen to podcasts, you know? Make me want to listen to a podcast, you know? Like the 10-minute one, I'll never listen to that ever in my life. No.
My best to avoid it.
You had a brain aneurysm. That podcast kills.
Look at who I am today, though, because of it.
That is right.
That's actually the only reason she ever tried stand-up.
Because of the podcast?
Because of the podcast?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you ever would have done it were it not for 10-minute podcast. Mm. It gave you your entire personality.
Mm. That's a good point.
I feel like there's a hatred between y'all towards each other.
Almost resent that.
That was like a slow diss and like a quick acceptance. That's why you are the way you are.
You mean, I believe the words you're searching for is Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, that's
no, it's not. That was an insult to her face.
Yes. No, I mean...
What, did you kidnap her and y'all were just like alone in a house for like a year or something?
Let's do the podcast.
Have you heard about her Fortress of Solitude?
Oh, I'll tell you what, hearing y'all kind of with this energy makes me want to listen to Radio Tatas to see what it's like when y'all are alone.
What's wrong with my fucking fortress?
Here we go.
There's a lot of knives and bats.
There's one fucking bat.
Wait, what are y'all talking about? Is this like your house? Your house, you have a bat?
Recording studios.
You have a bat in your house?
Not a fucking flying bat.
Oh, like a baseball bat?
Uncle Louie, yeah.
Oh, I have a fucking baseball bat.
Right.
That's in case somebody breaks in so I could crash a window open and escape.
You're not going to fight him?
No. Oh, you think I want to get shot? I don't have nothing in that apartment worth dying for. My dog.
Pretty much any place that you would stand in that recording studio, you could turn and there'd be a spot where there's some kind of defense weapon.
Are you afraid of like a robber coming in sometime or a murderer?
Safety first, you know.
Okay. What kind of weapons do you have? Because I'm done talking about podcasts now.
A katana?
Let's just get all up in y'all business.
Like a dagger?
I have...
A sai,
machete?
A bow?
I have 3 machetes.
Oh, cool.
One is just your standard... Harbor Freight. By the way, they make a solid axe.
Yeah. You see that every single
time. They fucking make a solid axe. That's what this whole episode should have been about.
Axes? That would have rocked.
Harbor
anything.
Freight axes. But no.
Our fan base cares about axes. They tell me that. Do an episode about axes, AJ, is what they say to me.
And I'm Finland, like, one of these days. They need them.
I would have loved an episode about axes today.
Yeah.
So
instead, we're doing this one. All right, let's go.
Yeah, 3 machetes.
Sweet.
One of them has the serrated back. One of them's just the plain. One of them.
Have you ever used one or been close to using one for real?
Like to rain the jungle.
Like have you ever been like, what motherfucker, and you just grab one and you hold it and they leave
and
you're like,
things, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You would use an axe for that, not a machete.
Well, I didn't have the solid axe from Harbor Freight yet. Why do you think I'm so stoked about it?
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't know, but now I do.
Why are you?
It's on the Christmas list, so you'll shut up about it.
Why are you chopping trees down for?
Fun?
Just she fun? Slays wood.
Do you like make your own fires and stuff?
I used to.
So you're like a wilderness woman of sorts, right?
I told you I was Cage. I'm from a fucking swamp.
Okay,
well, you wouldn't need a machete for that.
Well, I'm Mexican. I don't fucking live in a pueblo. I guess I do.
He's like, I
mean,
do.
That is a word for home.
He's like, oh my god.
And I am in a mariachi band. And I do
your
like
band
burritos.
Rocks.
Yeah.
El Mariachis.
Do we rock or suck?
Oh, I love your band.
Do you have the pants?
Do I have the pants?
Yeah.
Like, are there a signature piece of pants Mexicans wear?
Mariachi.
Oh.
What I like about
Why would I just have the pants and not the outfit? Why didn't you ask the
outfit? Can't afford the rest?
Like the pants.
I can't afford the rest. Yeah, I have mariachi pants and none of the rest of the attire at all.
Sweet sombrero.
That's so weird. You're like, do you have the pants, the mariachi pants? No, I have the jacket, though.
No good.
Oh, that's useless. Stripe.
No good. That's practically a band uniform.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's like what posers dress in, but like real mariachis just
lazy mariachis.
Come as they are. You know, with their trumpet and their big guitars.
All right.
We've gotten like so derailed the little guy the
off your confusing topic.
But you're not fucking bored anymore, are you?
Not bored. I'm angry. And
are you blood red mad?
I feel rage in my body, but I'm always mad.
I feel
mad.
Like that's an emotion, at least.
You see, man?
I just elicited something.
Yeah.
What? See, I wish that they would just at the end say that they were in the back.
Who?
Hey, who? What are you talking about, lady? Jesus. We just booked two psychopaths on our podcast here today. They're just talking to nobody.
We're talking to each other. We know.
Like, I know. You're like, I can tell you're our best friends, right?
No.
You're pretty close, though, right? Yeah, just we work together. All right. It's so weird. I can tell you I have so many inside jokes, and I feel like you're leaving us out. Me and AJ... we're like brothers,
true.
We are including you on this. And
the guy at like the gas station from where we formerly lived,
RBM. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He,
the one that was on the show.
He hasn't.
No, he'll never be on the goddamn show.
But he asked me like how my brother's doing once, and I was like, I don't have a brother. And he's like, no, the big guy that looks like you.
Oh, he was talking about me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I told him you were my boyfriend. That's not my brother. That's my fucking boyfriend.
No, that's why you wanted to hold hands that day. I didn't know what it was about, but I went with it.
I was trying to get us some free Gatorades,
and it worked.
Yeah. See how that felt? You're like, who the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
No. So one of the angles on the whole general podcasting topic is we really didn't know each other very well when we started podcasting.
How did y'all how did y'all meet? And how did y'all start the podcast? Because that is at least better than everything
there's
else.
There's some meat there.
There's some meat right there. Let's get to it.
Are
We're
going to
get all up in your business.
The Dudley and Bob with Matt show.
No. I've heard about it from people, but I've never listened to it.
So that's smart. The fans are known as Warriors.
Warriors.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Oh, you stopped.
Don't be distracted. Okay. Come on, keep going. You had a sentence going. This is recording, woman. So I have a podcast. How could you not know these basics? You got to talk.
Get out the PowerPoint.
Okay, they're called the Warriors.
I was going to comedy with a friend of mine that I knew because she was a warrior and I am as well. And one time we were introduced at a Sure Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, Lala, whatever her name is.
For those of you that are not from Austin, Sure Thing is a local show here in Austin. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, we have listeners all over.
And at the time there was another podcast that did a weekly review of the Dudley and Bob with Matt show, and they decided they wanted to reformat and they didn't want to do a review of the show anymore. So we thought, oh well, we can do it, we're fans of the show, we've kind of been interested in getting into podcasting.
Right.
So we started off as a review of the Dudley and Bob with Matt show. And then, like them, we came to the realization.
No, you came to the realization that was my end game the whole time.
Nice.
I wanted a listener base already starting out in podcasting.
So you used her hard work to start somewhere in the middle.
That was both our hard work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I zoned in and
we
out of that whole story.
We used their hard work, our predecessors.
Yeah.
Just trying to pretend like I was caring. Yeah.
Well, he wanted the inside dish, and you pretended like you did.
I did. I was looking at that good, sweet guitar hanging in the back.
Sweet Strat.
Are a bunch of strings on there? Anyway, what?
So that actually brings us full circle when we decided to switch.
It is.
It's a Jazzmaster.
No, it's not.
It is.
Shut up.
All right, so I'm sorry, we're discussing a guitar in the room now. You were saying that Matt Bearden did something.
Yeah, so we decided that, or she decided, and I went along with it finally, that we would change the format because we wanted to grow our audience.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that she already discussed was by reviewing other podcasts, because if we could get people to listen to ours as we review theirs, that might bring us a few extra followers, and that has actually worked, been a really good formula for us. But what I was why I initially brought this up is you guys are at 40 episodes.
Yeah,
we're about to record our 130th.
And so, it's crazy how much famous we are.
Right.
We've really blown
almost
up
instantly.
Yeah, right. Like hit the ground running.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I can't even think about how immature our friendship was at 40 episodes and how much it has grown.
Right.
So because we didn't know each other that well, it's been kind of so...
Sure, we're getting to know each other through the 150.
Right.
Really?
What's the 150?
Through the 150 episodes. You just said...
I said 130.
Did you? I did say that. Oh, my bad.
Thank you, AJ.
You're welcome.
It's your bad. Don't you fist bump her.
It happened. I can't take it back.
I don't care if she said 130. Next time you say Chris said, you said 150.
Chris said 150, so you have 150 episodes.
Sounds like fucking what we
Sounds like the 10-minute podcast to us.
So, like, whenever y'all hit, like, when do y'all think y'all actually gel? When y'all get to 200, maybe? Fist bump me now for that sweet burn. That is a strat, and that is our time. No.
Wow.
I was just joking. So, how long have you been doing the podcast now?
We're going on 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. And do y'all usually have guests, or do y'all just review and do bits?
We have guests occasionally, especially when one of us is out of town. We've done...
Go ahead.
Phone interviews and whatnot, but we have benchmarks that we do. We funnel them in and out, and that was the other thing. As far as, like, for us... Doing the benchmarks helped get listenership, especially when you have hashtags like trucker porn and things like that.
What is trucker porn? What exactly are they into?
How do you not know? Trucker porn is pornography with truckers in it.
Which is actually what started it, was they used to have these fucking tapes in like the 60s or whatever that truckers would listen to, like... And they were just vile, but they were very scripted transatlantic. You know, it sounds like they should be saying proper stuff, but they're like, I'm going to rip the walls out of you, little cunt, you know, and things like that.
And you allow cursing, but not that extreme. Jesus.
That is unfortunate, because then you just lost Tom.
Well, if
Tom,
you...
Tom, love you, cunt. Anyway.
If we lost him, how did he hear that? All right, so like...
He's a ghost.
If you had to pick between, when it comes to trucker porn, rock or suck, what would you say?
Classic rock.
All right, rock.
I had a buddy of mine whose credit card got charged for clown porn, and then we looked at what that was, and it was actually kind of harmless. It's just
I thought you were gonna say it was actually kind of hot.
Somebody wants it.
Just have someone squeaking a nose,
kind of like that, like, but it's like an attractive woman with clown makeup, just like deep throating one of those long balloons.
Jesus Christ, AJ. Jesus,
that's very specific. That you
think anybody's ever said deep throating or cunt on this podcast, so we've reached a milestone at 40.
On the next episode of Why Should We Care,
and we'll just play your cunt thing and your deep throat thing, and me just say I am appalled.
I don't think we should have had a clown theme.
We're bringing Chuckle Goodwin point. Back. Goodwin's.
That's fine. I'm done anyway.
All right, guys, we are hitting our time right now, but before we go, I do want to leave the stage for y'all. Please don't disappoint me. And are you looking up trucker porn back there, Ethan? No, you're good. All right. It looked like it. It was a screen with all the little miniature squares.
There's a lot of shirtless dudes in those photos.
Okay. So before we go, because I want to tell y'all, leave off with maybe saying something about podcast or your experience or something, but your topic is so all over the place that I'm just going to let y'all take it. Any last words for y'all?
I don't know. I think Val and I were in the back talking.
And
I think we decided that... We don't care.
Back of where? We got here at the same time. All right. And we've been together the whole time. All right. Y'all don't care. Okay. So we do want to thank y'all for coming on the podcast in all seriousness. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to get to the plugs right now.
All right.
I do hate you. This is one of our wildest sods.
Walk home.
No. I'll beg for a ride. You don't know my begging strength. All right. So we have a couple things I wanted to mention about y'all. Follow their podcast. The Radio Tatas podcast on Twitter at Radio Tatas. You can follow Laura Smith on Twitter at Snowflake1138. Yes, that is a real Twitter handle. She won't send you a link to check out more pics. Or maybe she will. I don't know your Twitter style.
You need Tinder for that.
Follow Yay. Valerie on Twitter at Valor. It's at Super Meowie. And also, Valerie has another podcast called Comedy Wham, which I've been on. Go find my uncensored, uncuffed Twitter handle. You do that Comedy Wham too? Okay, so Comedy Wham is a great one. She interviewed me in a cloudy time in my life, so I don't even know what the hell I said. I think I just talked a lot about clouds. All right. Anything you want to promote? Any events coming up?
We actually have a live event coming up on Bastille Day, July 14th. It's going to be at Austin Java, the 1206 Parkway location.
That's where Sure Things happens, mm-hmm, right?
But okay. It's on a Friday. Nice. It's at 8 o'clock. Doors at 7:30.
It's free.
Free.
It's free.
Okay, so definitely go. There's always great shows that happen there. Anything else?
Oh, we have a Facebook page, too, so you can like the Radio Tatas, and there's a Comedy Wham Facebook page, mm-hmm, as well.
And all right. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio,
yeah.
Google Play, and
we're on Stitcher and iTunes.
Thank you.
Definitely go listen to them. Both of these ladies in our scene, the two of the most prominent presences as far as like podcast goes. Before I ever started, I remember hearing about y'all, so it's good that y'all are getting out there.
And we have a good logo.
We have a sweet logo.
I'm trying really hard.
Yeah, and you should describe the logo.
It's red. No, I'm not going to describe that shit. It's red.
It's a piece of pie.
Well, if I was going to be on Rock or Suck, it was. It would suck. No, I'm more of a Nike man.
That's a sweet logo.
As for me and AJ, of course, like I said, you heard our plugs at the top, so I won't bother those. I'm headlining Punch Tuesday, 20th, hosted by local celebrity Matt Bearden. He ran out of people. I hit him up for $20, so I'm headlining on the 20th. So come out. Besides that, come to Shit's Golden, first Monday of every month. We have another hot lineup. Next week on the podcast, we have comedian Andrew Dismukes on there. He should be also Cajun. I didn't know
he's
that.
In the same area.
Well, maybe I'll hit him with that knowledge next week, and I'll be like, "How'd you know that?
We heard that you were Cajun. What's up with that?"
All right, AJ, you got anything going on?
I just got paid, so I might go to Whole Foods this week.
Yeah, hit up AJ if you need a loan or if you just want to hang out or have a drink. He's free. You free this weekend?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
If you're listening to it this weekend, June the 16th and 17th, hit up AJ, get a hang session. You're going to love it.
Like always, yeah. Hit me up on Facebook. I'll talk to you.
All right, and before we get off the podcast, we're going to say their topic. I would say episode as a whole. Why should we or should not care? Scale from 0 to 10. Where would you say how much you care, AJ?
I'll give it a 3. I kind of enjoyed the chaos. It was a little fun.
You enjoyed it, so you gave it a 3. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that must mean every other element was bad if the 3's the chaos.
Oh, I mean, the subject was... Three.
Whew. I've never seen AJ so pissed off. I will say I feel you on the 3, but I did have fun, so that does help.
Great time.
So I'm gonna go ahead and pump it to a 3.5.
Nice.
Yeah, give it a little extra.
I think that's the first non-integer.
Non-what?
Given.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Look at it, smart integer. I learned something today. Let's move that 3.5 to a 4.
Where was that energy in the beginning of the show?
What's the average?
Who did we
have
on last week?
We had who did we have on last week? Devin Walker.
Oh, Devin Walker. Yeah. I gave him Kanye West. I think I whatever number I gave him, I want to pump that back down to a 2.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say 2.
I was saying that because I thought he would get mad if I gave it anything lower. For all of our listeners that stayed consistent, it was a 2.
He did teach you the word delineate, though.
I know. I already forgot it. So last week I learned delineate, and then I've learned just now.
Non-integer.
Non-integer. Okay.
That's why I didn't listen to that one.
Because I didn't learn?
No, because I don't care about Kanye West.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you should listen to it.
I used to.
You might care.
It was compelling.
All right. Well, we're not going to get back into it, but go listen to this. Ladies, thanks for coming on. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Oh shit, I forgot. No, I'm sorry. All right, thanks again. That was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, that was cool. We know you probably care a lot, but Chris and Richard will probably not. That's why should we care?
International.